And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I came in this morning a little bit shocked because there's a new co-host, there's a new man sitting in front of me. AJ, thank you so much as well from the newsroom for joining me in the studio.
I've been summoned and I have absolutely no clue why.
Do you honestly not have any idea? Look at Tom right now. Is there nothing that you can tell on this man that looks different?
No.
He doesn't look weird to you. He doesn't look slightly
well. All the
roasted.
Things, all the three things that you've been ragging on him this week were the first things I looked at.
Yeah,
they're still there.
So it wasn't me. It was the people of Geelong.
You absolutely started it.
I brought up the soul patch, but then it did turn into quite the campaign against my face.
Yeah, I know, and you've done nothing about it. But what you've decided to do is he's added some colour to his. To his body.
Oh my God, he has.
Can you see?
See, he didn't notice that.
I noticed. As soon as I walked in, I'm like, why did you give yourself the darkest spray tan that I've ever seen a man give himself before wasn't doing bodybuilding?
It's not that dark.
Look at your face.
You look like Ross in that episode of Friends when he keeps facing you.
No, you can't say that because you didn't notice.
How many Mississippis did you see?
He didn't
I've seen notice. It. Now the Loggy's brought it to my attention. I can't not see it.
He's going on. Your lips are tanned also.
No, I went like this. No, I've joined that new gym and I used the machine afterwards and I just had to guess what tint.
Okay, so this is why I feel bad because it's like, you know, it's like you're my friend and you're obviously going on a journey of self-discovery and I'm into
that,
it. But I just don't know what to do when I look. I wouldn't have chosen that colour for you.
What? I followed a flow chart. They had a piece of paper and they're like,
do
you need this?
It's also a little bit cancelable. Let's just say if it was, you know, if you were wearing a costume and you rocked up like that.
It's not. You are making it sound so much worse.
I'm serious.
AJ didn't even notice it.
Because AJ. I wasn't looking for it. As I said, I've been following our social media, obviously, all week. So I was looking at other things on your face to see if that had changed.
Yeah. You look like you've spent like 2 weeks at sea and then they found you.
On a stranded yacht.
he's wishing Wilson the best as it floats away into the ocean.
No, you look good. I don't know what to do. I feel...
It does
I
look
feel,
good.
I feel...
No,
you
up.
Don't.
Both of you, I hate you. I hate Loggy mostly.
No, don't. But I want to be... I want to be your friend and I want to be supportive, but also a friend should tell you... Don't do it. I don't know.
This is medium. Yeah.
Why did you go for that straight up? Your first spray tan.
Why wouldn't you go medium? Like,
why wouldn't you just start?
I don't want to waste my time with light.
So have you washed it off? Or is
yeah,
it still...
this was one of those like 6 to 8 hour sort of.
So how long did you bake in it?
I don't know, like 9, 10 hours.
So let me explain something to you about spray tans, right? There's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And maybe you boys don't understand, and that's okay. But ask someone. Ask a friend.
The guy that works at the gym. He had no idea. He wanted me to go darker.
Of course he did, because at the gym, they golden based you.
All right, well, I'll fit in then, won't I?
Yes, at the gym, but not in life. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I feel bad now. I feel like I've said too much.
You have gone. It's been quite the week of... I'm getting some messages like, what have you done to Loggy?
Can we get a photo of him up on the social
so
that we can get some positive...
We've had no polls
some
about...
Some positive feedback towards Tom's head off.
That's what I mean. It's like, I love you and I want to be a good friend, but how do I go about telling you...
Man who's been badgered all week about his appearance changes something about his appearance and then gets badgered more.
Oh, yeah, because it's almost like no one ever said... What's the quote you say about me? Your hair looks like you walk backwards through a bush.
Yeah, you look like the girl from The Ring.
Thank you. There you go. It all works out. It's through
a bush backwards chic. That's what I call it. Anyway, it is darker than I thought. I have asked a couple of people and they're like, it's fine. But I guess maybe now that I think about it, it's that tone. It's fine.
Everything's okay, mate.
Yeah,
it's looking great.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Memes. I want to talk about some memes.
Fun sometimes,
they are fun.
And sometimes
a lot
you just
of the
wanna,
time.
You just want to share them to your friends.
Yeah,
But then sometimes you're just like, oh, it's an audio medium, so maybe I'll just tell them to my friends instead.
I'll just describe the meme.
Yeah. And you're my friend.
Yeah.
So I've got one here for
at
you.
Times. Not so much this morning, but that's okay.
No, I'm being a really good friend to you, trust me.
Okay.
Whoever you were hanging out with last night was not a good friend when they said, yeah, you should get a tan. So...
Can anyone else smell cocoa butter? All I can smell is cocoa butter.
I can't today. It's an intense day for me. All right. Memes today. This is from Shannon Stacey.
Yeah.
Who said, taking screenshots of the screenshots buried in my photo library to bring them to the front. It's not a great system, I admit. And I'm like, that is so relatable because I do that
do
too.
You? Take a screenshot of a screenshot so that it's back at the top of your...
Yeah. So if it's like, yeah. So if you're like looking for a photo, just say, for example, I'm doing a birthday post for you, right? Or yeah. I want to look at, I want to get your face as comparison for what colour it used to be.
Yeah. Funny the posts that you say you will put up for me and then the posts that you actually do put up. You know, that's
I can
fine.
I can put one up today. Yeah. Sometimes you make a funny video of your mate and then they think they look jacked and they're like, are you not going to put that up? Anyway, that's fine. So just say, I want a photo of you, but it's like, I don't want to scroll through the years again when I'm using that photo. I'll screenshot it so it comes to my most recent photos and then
Why don't you just put it in favourites?
Well, there needs to be a better system.
Put it in favourites.
If you put it in favourites, it goes back in date order.
Yeah,
so
it doesn't
matter.
You've
got a lot of favourites.
Why would you have that many favourites?
I've got a lot of favourites.
Why have you got so many favourites?
Well,
you don't
I know.
Need...
That's just
You're not using favourites right then. You're misusing favourites.
No, I'm not. Well,
flush your favourites.
Okay.
Flush your favourites and stop doing the boomer thing and screenshotting.
Okay. I'm learning a lot today.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Rolling Stone love to give us lists, and I love a list. I love a countdown. I'm obsessed with those.
Yeah.
Even though they can be quite controversial, depending on your feelings, because music loving is all in the ears of the beholder, isn't it?
Sure.
And they have released the 250 greatest songs of the 21st century so far. This dropped yesterday. They said that if there's anything that defies music in the 21st century, it's constant change. And that was the spirit behind this list. Mm. They also said that there were plenty of arguments while putting this list together.
As one would imagine.
They said they enjoyed every minute and that nobody made this list by playing it safe. The artists they're talking about, get ready to turn up the music and explore. So shall we go through the top 10?
Let's do it. And can I just, I've had a little squeeze. Can I say it's a bit American or it's a bit... I don't know. If you did this in Australia, I reckon you'd get a different
top 10. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Starting off at number 10 with Frank Ocean. Awesome vibes from Frank there.
I love Frank, but I don't know if I'd put this
in
the top 10.
Huge. Coming in at number 9, way more poppy. Love seeing Britney in the top 10 list because she deserves to be there.
Yeah.
And the film clip is amazing as well. Number 8 is from the year 2000. It's a little bit more niche.
Yeah.
Idiot Tech from Radiohead.
Radiohead, right.
So
okay.
Radiohead's one of those bands that everyone's like, yeah, no, I like. And then you listen to them and you're like, oh, I can't get into this. Some people say.
Yes.
Other people say they're master magicians. So good on them coming in at number 6. But coming in at number 7, sorry, number 8. Coming in at number 7, we've got, Kendrick Lamar with All Right. I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up. But if God got us, then we go be all right. Obviously off his 2015 album To Pimp a Butterfly, which was an amazing album.
Yes,
amazing album.
Yeah.
All right, so as we move, we're doing here Rolling Stone's top 10 list of the best songs of the 21st century so far.
The 250th songs of the
of the top 10 in the list. Number 6, I think we've all felt this one if you've ever gone through a breakup. I'm in the corner.
Robin is an icon, isn't she?
This song has so much feeling. Like I went through a breakup hearing this song in the club, and it just straight in the chest. I'm giving it my all, but I'm Now, as we move into the top five, this is where the controversy comes in, you might say, because at number five, we've got Taylor Swift's All Too Well. There we are again on that little town street. Now, obviously, this was the five-minute steamroller song on Red, but then she made Taylor's version, and then she made the 10-minute version of All Too Well, so there's, and then she made the 15-minute All Too Well version as well. So there's a whole bunch.
I've never heard it. Of all the Taylor Swifts, I mean, come on, shake it off. That was a movement.
Oh, that's all about feeling, mate. That's all about feeling. Okay. The White Stripes come in at number four. Iconic, we only played it on the show in full about 10 minutes ago, so, you know, no surprises there. As we get to the top three, we're talking about Rolling Stone's best songs in the 21st century so far. Counting down from 250, it feels like, but we get to the top three. It's Beyonce and Jay-Z. Beyonce, the solo star, has arrived.
Yeah.
Cemented her.
Oh, with this gear, yes.
With this gear. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll pay it.
Number
yeah.
two is a New York art punk trio, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
That tells you everything you need to know about Rolling Stone.
Well, no, but the thing is, that song has been in movies and soundtracks and, very, very big song. What is coming in at number one? I absolutely love this.
Yeah.
And I can see, though, that the Rolling Stone love to rage bait, you might say, because why would a list get talked about if everyone knew off the top of their head who a number one artist would be?
True. This is
why we're talking about it. Coming in at number one from the year 2001, it's Missy Elliott.
No arguing it's a good song. Is it the best song of the century so far? No, I don't think it is.
Really? No. Timbaland on that one too, obviously.
People you know.
Yes. And that's why everyone's talking about it. And Rolling Stone said themselves, there was a lot of infighting. No one's going to be happy with the way that the list dropped, but I love Missy Elliott. And I said to Chris the other day, more Missy Elliott, please. And he said, have you been reading the Rolling Stone magazine? I said, no, I haven't, but I'm obviously on the same wavelength too. So, there you go.
If this radio thing doesn't work out with all the talking, Rolling Stone, there's more writing involved. So maybe you
almost didn't get it out then.
No, I did exactly what I meant to do. Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Listen live weekdays
at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Yesterday you opened up about a bit of an embarrassing moment. Do you just want to give it back to us here?
Yeah, I've been carrying it for a week or so. We have some beautiful people that we know from Lara, where we live. Met them through Lara Sporting Club, Joe and Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe is a dog groomer. Yeah. And so for the last few years that we've been living in Lara, she has been giving Ruby our dog haircuts, right? And so we've gotten to know them over the time. But we don't hang out. We run into each other at the shops, that type of friendship, yeah. And so then she came and cut Ruby's hair last week. Ruby is very, very old and is becoming quite hard to groom. Mm. She's getting quite skittish, blind and deaf, that type of thing. So Jo's gotten to a point now where she needs to bring her husband, Tom, to help hold Ruby, even though she's quite a small dog, whilst she gets groomed.
That's so sweet of her.
So Jo and Tom were both at my house last week to groom Ruby. Now, it was fine, it was normal. They park out the front, they do the haircut, and then they go on with their day. But I did make the interaction a little weird accidentally when we were wrapping things up.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you there. Because on the phone now, I actually have Joe the dog groomer.
Oh, that's who this is.
So if you'd like to just turn the volume up there. Joe, thank you so much for agreeing to have a chat with us.
That's all right.
And
good morning.
For your trouble, give your dog grooming business a plug, if you like.
Look, it's Joe's mobile dog grooming. It's pretty plain and simple. But
Get around it.
Very busy, yep.
Joe, I don't know if you're booked in regards to Tom's dog, Ruby, for the near future. You know, unfortunately, we can't take bookings because he's kind of weirded you out yesterday or a couple
last
of weeks
week.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah.
He's weirded you out with a phrase. I just wanted to see if you knew, if you noticed. Is there anything about Tom that weirded you out?
Oh, come on.
No, Tom's pretty cute, really. It was a bit funny when we were leaving. We packed up and Tom said, instead of saying goodbye to us, he said, "Oh, I love you," something like that. It was quite, we sort of came away thinking, oh okay. Yeah.
So it was a nice feeling you got from that interaction, not a weird one.
No, it wasn't weird, but yeah, look, that was fine, that was all right.
In hindsight, though, it is a bit weird, isn't it, Joe? I'm terribly sorry.
That's all right. We love you, Tom.
Oh, bless. It's all good. It could have been an awkward moment, Tom, but it wasn't. It was a beautiful moment.
It was awkward for me. So, Joe, I said it, and I knew as soon as I'd said it. And so I was like, just walk. Just get into that shed and close that door. Don't look back. Don't look back.
No. All good. All good.
Oh, Joe loves you right back there, Tom.
There we go.
What a beautiful way to wrap up a working week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Thank you so much, Joe, for being so lovely.
Not a problem. Okay. See you guys.
Bye, Joe.
She got dogs to groom.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, it's nice to get a bit of love at the end of what's been quite a brutal show.
Well, that's the other thing. I was thinking, you know what we can do? Because Joe's dog grooming mobile service, we can get her out the front here to hose down your tan.
It's not.
Just take some of the layers off, you know, make it a bit... A bit less intense for the weekend.
It's not that bad.
For those that want to see it,
getting a lot of compliments
on our socials.
Getting a lot of compliments, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.